Here we are. Back again. Very excited, man. I got my pin this time, so I'm not going to be awkwardly. I noticed in the last podcast I was doing a lot of this, and I'm like, I've got to get that pin back in my hand.
Yeah, that limp wrist stuff, that's not working.
I don't know what was going on, but I was like, man, I'm going to start getting emails from gay dudes. They're like, oh, I didn't know you you batted for the other team.
You got to keep that thing in your backpack.
Let me, Bird, move this way. Right there. You're good. Straighten up. Get back in front of your microphone. Yeah. No. Go back that way. That just stay right there. Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. Sorry. We just sometimes it's amazing, Tony. It's amazing how we will we'll start the show and we put so much effort into making sure everybody's in place and everything's where it needs to be.
Yes.
But as soon as these cameras come on, everything's out of whack.
It's kind of like, okay, ready.
I know. You and Tony are so funny about that. You know, you get all out of whack.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Special guest today, the one and only P. Diddy. We put him at the end of the table, and he is in the house. How you doing? By the way. I need to take back. We're not calling him P. Diddy
That's
anymore.
That's right. We got to find a new.
Yeah, we got to find something else.
What do we? I actually had this discussion on the radio. What do we need to go with?
I don't know.
We just go. I mean, we could go just Peyton, but
payroll, like something like that.
Payroll, payroll, Peyton.
Payroll,
Pedro.
Man, I got to get Pedro. Paid.
Wait, no, seriously, though, we have to come up with something.
Okay, yeah, let's come up with something, but not Peyton.
What would, I mean, if somebody put a gun to your head and said, what name do you want to go with, what would be?
Don't go with Pee Stain.
Yeah.
No, I think that's taken.
Yeah, I'd heard it was. Taken. Angry Carrie said.
Yeah, that's somebody Angry Carrie
right.
knows.
That's right. What?
You got a gun to your head. You better tell me a name.
Right now, what's your name?
I don't know.
He said Pedro a minute ago.
What's your middle name?
I don't like it. It's like the whitest name possible.
It's Carson. It's my middle name. That's why I gave it to him.
PCM.
I'm not giving my kid that name. That's for sure.
That's fine.
P-Car.
PC?
McPC.
PC, but that's politically correct. We don't want to do that.
I know P Nasty's taken.
P Nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, we could keep with P Dizzle. I was doing P Dizzle for a while, or we could just say Diddy. But is Diddy too close to?
I think it is. I mean, it's time.
That's what they're calling P Diddy.
P Diddler.
Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, it's time. It's time for him to step out.
Well, we got to figure out something because I keep making the mistake and I call him. I keep calling him P Diddy. It's not fair because he didn't do anything.
I know.
I'm not the one who was.
He's not the diddler.
Yeah.
So, what? I don't know, dude. I don't know. Maybe here's what we'll do. We'll let the audience decide.
There you go.
That's always the way to go. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully YouTube will let people comment on this video. Comment down below what Peyton's new name should be. We could just call him Peyton, but I don't really want to do that. So I need to know, like,
got to be something catchy.
We call him whatever. Just give us any suggestion. I don't care what it is. I'm not necessarily saying we will take that advice, but we need something. We also, by the way, have this cool hand in here. I don't know what this is. What is this from?
It's from Temu.
You brought this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This actually shows the way that I'm feeling. Today, I love everybody. I was hugging everybody here. So, see, it's got that. And then there'll be other days where it would be the middle finger because I'm not feeling good.
Can we put it in Peyton's frame to add some character to his shot?
Sure. Yeah, now close the thumb.
Interesting.
That's the peace sign.
Well, you know,
oh, wait, you're doing the gang sign. Oh, well, wait a minute.
You know, some people do the bird finger and they put the knuckles up.
Yeah.
This guy's a little stiff. I'm going to be honest.
They'll do the knuckles. $4.
What does it mean when somebody shoots the bird like this, when they do the knuckles and not just a closed fist?
I heard it was like a stronger version of the finger. I don't know.
It's like a gun. let's say it's like, yeah, that is kind of wimpy. You want right there. I like that.
Mm.
I always like giving the finger. I don't know why.
Well, allow me to give you the finger. Here.
Thank you.
Take that.
I'd like to accept this on behalf of all my friends.
Somebody clip that. That's going to be good. You were trying to tell us a story before the show started, and I told you to stop. Mm-hmm. I said, just don't even tell me until we get on air. I don't even know if it's a good story. What happened?
It's a mystery is what it is.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, you remember the Trump incident?
No.
Yeah, in the studio.
The picture, yeah. Okay. It's currently hanging up here.
Yes. I went out to my car the other afternoon, and on top of my car was a white trash bag. And in that white trash bag, I could see that there were clothes, the outline, there were clothes. I was like, who would do that? You know, I would think if someone were giving me clothes, they'd put it in a nice bag or something. So I just throw it in the car, and I'm going over to visit my lovely girlfriend, Brimley. And so I said, guess what? You know, look at this. And she was like, don't touch that. And I was like, no, I want to see what's in it. So I ripped it open, and there were a bunch of shirts in there, and there were like three socks. I wasn't a fan of that. But the shirts were really nice, and they were all Frito-Lay. Someone was an employee of Frito-Lay. So I've got two nice Frito-Lay shirts. I'm probably going to wear that next podcast. And then if you can see, I've got Frito-Lay right here.
Yeah.
And something about an event.
It says, not all superheroes wear capes. Some work at PepsiCo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'd like to know who did that. One of the salespeople were like, yeah, what was that on your car? I said, you did it. And he was like, no. So I don't know.
Okay. So this happened at your house?
No. This happened at the station where I was parked.
Mm.
I come out of the station, and there it is.
And it's sitting on your hood?
The top. The very top.
Interesting.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I didn't want to say anything at first. I wanted to wait and see if someone came forward or showed their hand.
Do you think it's a vendor that's also a listener that just thinks maybe you're homeless? Just by the way we talk about you?
It could be. I mean, I hope not. Maybe it is a disgruntled employee.
I know, because when the vendors come in and they fill our snack machines or our snack station, they will give me a hey now. So that tells me they listen to the show, so they probably know you. We've talked about the Mustang, and they see that silver bullet out there,
see,
and they say to
the
themselves,
thing.
Let me give John Bird some shirts. I'm sure he could use them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, judging from a lot of the shirts that I wear to the podcast, they can tell I wear the same ones over and over.
Right.
Probably, so they
can. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Brimley was like, I was like, can you wash these for me? She was like, no, I don't want those in my washer.
So those haven't been washed since you found them?
Yes, they have. They were clean.
How do you know?
I smelled them. I didn't smell the socks. I threw those away. There are only three of them. They didn't match.
Okay, so now I'm back to, if it was somebody that was doing a nice gesture for John Bird, why the three socks?
Exactly.
So now the mystery thickens yet again.
Yeah, but see, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction because I'm going to wear those shirts proudly.
Hmm.
They're of excellent quality. The Frito-Lay is stitched in.
Let me feel that. Let me feel that material. Okay, it's
that
not bad. Kind
of, what do they call it? Wick? It like gets the moisture away from you?
John
so
Wick.
It's their lot. That's their problem. You know, because I am going to wear it proudly.
Yeah.
I'm going to add it to my wardrobe.
So well,
I'm
good.
Take
good.
The sting away.
That's good. I think it looks good on you.
Yeah, wait till you see the collared shirts. I'm telling you.
Mm.
You know what? When we go to the golf tournament, I might wear one.
You should. We're going to be out at, what is this, May the 6th?
May 6th.
It's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out at the, is it Robert Trent Jones Golf Course? What is it called? Mm-hmm. You don't know, do you?
I'm sorry. It's in front of me in the control room.
Yeah, it's somewhere like off of... Oxmoor and Valleydale.
It's going to be great. I'm going to see if I can get a golf, old-timey golf outfit.
Yeah, it's the Down Syndrome Alabama. They put on the golf tournament every year, and we always partner up with them, so we'll be doing the show live out there.
I've been out there. It's so much
fun. It's a lot of fun. They always feed us and everything else. You mentioned a caller we had earlier this week on the show.
Man.
Guy by the name of Barry.
Yes. I mean, he just made an impression on me.
And he calls in from time to time. And when he calls in, this dude brings the heat.
Yes.
And I don't know anything. I don't know about him other than he listens to the show.
I wish I had his number.
But you said you pulled one of his calls, and I don't even remember which one it is. But
I mean, just listened to it a little while ago. I was still getting goosebumps. I mean, this is powerful.
Yeah, I like this guy. We need to bring him on the podcast.
I think so.
Yeah, Tony, pull that up for us. Yeah, and
you want me just to play it? It's just audio.
Yeah. Let's hear Barry. Yeah. Barry's on the line. What's up, Barry?
How do you do, sir?
Good.
You know, I'm looking at this case with Trump in New York, and I'm looking at it all over the, you know, the TV and everything, and it just baffles the hell out of me. You know, they take a bunch of dumbass blacks, and what they do is they destroy this man because they're the weak link. I'm black. I've been black all my life. Some days I want to take the black blood out of me because I'm disgusted.
Dang,
how
Barry.
Martin Luther King fought like hell for us to have a future of freedom and to be respected, you know, with everybody. Everything is not about race. You know, if it's about race, I call it race. If it's not about race, I call it that. But this is not about race. This is about ignorance, and it's about stupid-ass Democrats. If you give them one centimeter, they will destroy your life. That's what they are. They're gutless punks.
Preach, Barry.
So, Joy Reid and MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell and CNN, they're giddy. They're just having a great time. We're wrecking his financial status, Trump. We're wrecking his life. We're destroying his family, his kids. You know, we're doing this. But if you turn the table and you do this to a Democrat, they cry like little punks. So I tell Republicans, this is what you get when you don't stand up and do and be a man and be a real woman. You look at least Stefanik. She stands up. She doesn't back down. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, these people are real. They're calling the facts, balls and strikes. But it's amazing to me how everybody acts like this is normal. So they're meeting at the White House. They're getting the orders. Fannie Willis, Letitia James, you know, and Mr. Bragg. They're meeting at the White House, they're getting the orders, and they're doing what they're told. You make a case out of nothing. But they want to get on TV and say, oh, you shouldn't tell me because I'm black. Joy Reid looks like a dog. She's horrible. She's scumbag. And she has the nerve to talk about people and about their ethnicity. You know, you go back to the case with Israel. These people were butchered. They were ramshacked, and not one of these people ever said anything positive about the fact that Israel was innocent. So now they're happy because they're getting their way. Everything they touch, they got Mayorkas. This guy is scumbag. He can't answer a question. And so what we get is we get this little punk, Mike Johnson, and he won't stand up to Chuck Schumer and say, we're not going to give you the omnibus bill. We're not going to give you a spending bill. We're not going to give you nothing. We're going to make you honor what the law is. So what you do is you still give Democrats more power. You got this punk from New York, the minority leader in the House, Jeffries. He's waiting. He's having a good time. But what they don't understand is they got one vote. They got one vote, and one vote will change this. So I don't know what's going to happen, man. I really don't know. I listen to you, and I get a breath of fresh air. When I listen to you, you stay on point. You drive the message. You do a good job. And I just wanted to voice my opinion because I can't drive down the road. It makes me sick at my gut to listen to what these people are doing to our country. It's not about black and white. It's not about any of that. It's about one thing. If you don't have a country, you have nothing.
You know, I think I deserve praise for being able to take phone calls and just keep my mouth shut for 3.5 minutes.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I was pretty proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Richard Dixon, there's no way he could.
No, absolutely.
Oh, I agree completely. I'm Richard Dixon.
That's actually a good impression.
Thank you.
But
yeah, I mean, that's powerful. And he's a man, he is a soldier because he knows his enemy.
Yeah.
That's what I think is so great about him, is he knows his enemy.
Yeah, that was on the fly, too. That wasn't written down and read on the phone.
No. He was
literally probably driving
here.
And just, you know, in a certain mental state.
Yep, he was just heat of the moment, baby. He brought the heat.
The zone.
And it's, you know, I'm not opposed to taking phone calls, but I just, you know, there's Barry's rare. Barry is rare, and so... You get a lot of people that will call in and just agree with you and just reinforce what you're saying, and that kind of keeps you from saying other stuff. And I understand traditionally radio has been, especially talk radio, a lot of it's been driven by callers, and it still works to an extent.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of doing a little bit different of a show, and we
and
don't
the
even
text
do.
Text worked so much better.
Right.
For us.
And we don't do a lot of guests. Speaking of guests. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean, the guy that does the Trump impressions.
Yeah.
I've actually talked to him via email, and he said he'd be more than happy to come on the show. I want to get him to, you know, pretend to be Trump.
That guy's so good at what he does.
Oh my God, he's so funny. He put out a new one today. Actually, he was talking about the Alvin Bragg trial. Mm-hmm. I played this on the radio show. It's so hilarious. Listen.
Okay. This case is a complete and total joke, and everybody knows it.
Wow.
You have a case about a porn star. The leading witness's name is Pecker, and you have a gag order. Isn't that incredible? You have a Pecker, you have a porn star, and you have a gag order. And when you put all three of those things together, crazy things start happening. And the courtroom, we talk about it all the time, is incredibly cold. So Pecker is getting very small. You know that. It's incredibly cold, and the only thing keeping us warm is when Alvin Bragg walks in and his thunder thighs rub together and we get This is a complete and total joke and a complete and total scam. Everybody knows Karen McDougal, Stormy Daniels, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, and I know exactly what that looks like, believe me.
Oh, my God. He's so good. He's so good at that. Yeah, man. And he's funny. He's witty.
I wonder how many hours of work that took to get that good at that, you know?
I don't know,
yeah,
because
everybody has their own version of Trump, but very few capture those nuances.
Oh, yeah, he does good. Another one I would compare him to would be Shane Gillis, mm-hmm. the comedian. He does a great, great impression. He did that one stand-up bit where he was like, his favorite press conference, presidential press conference, was when Trump came out and talked about al-Baghdadi got killed. They killed al-Baghdadi.
Uh-huh.
He's like, Abu Baghdadi. He's like, he died like a dog. He's like, and they said he was crying. And I'm like, al-Baghdadi, don't cry.
Well, you know, there's one guy on TikTok and Instagram, and he uses the baby filter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a wig on, and he's baby Trump.
Yeah.
And he talks about, like, at lunch. Like, I need to find one of those
clips. Like he's a kid.
Yeah, and he's so, I mean, you know, and he'll talk about, you know, he loved PB&J, and Susie did not. You know,
yeah, yeah.
And all
yeah.
this and that. But all of it is about stuff, you know, from a
so
kid's point
good.
Of view. But it's, man.
So good. So good. Good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
The internet's amazing. That's all I can say. It is. It provides a lot of stuff, and the internet always wins. It's one of humanity's greatest inventions.
And I gotta say, thank God for the guy who invented it and let it free to the world instead of giving it control with the government.
You talking about Al Gore?
Yeah, good one.
Worked hard.
Al Gore worked hard to create the internet.
Yeah,
I just wonder what it would have been like for us to grow up. Like this kid, I don't have a name for him. He grew up with the internet, like, so he doesn't know what it's like without the internet. You would probably, if we took you back to our day and age, like when we were your age,
kid wouldn't last an hour.
Yeah, I don't think you'd survive. It was just you. Yeah, he could survive. Yeah. I just. it would be, you would feel like you were in caveman times.
Yeah.
Because we didn't, at 14, there was no cell phones. I mean, some rich people had, like, car phones, but we didn't have a cell phone. I mean, 14, they were kind of coming on the scene. This is circa, 97, maybe? Her cell phone's out at that point.
I remember having a beeper in 96, 97. Well, yeah. 97, 98, actually.
Yeah, they had a couple of car phones, a few car phones in the late 80s.
I got a cell phone when I was 16.
Yeah, the car phones in the 80s, though, they were like a briefcase, and they had a cord.
Yeah, exactly.
My grandpa had
one. And then
one.
They had the brick.
And you know, when I got my first cell phone at 16, I still have that same phone number today. All these years. Same exact phone number. I've never had
I
a
do
different.
Too.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I didn't get a cell phone until I was 40.
Yeah, and you still got that same cell phone, the iPhone 6.
As a matter of fact, it's not a 6; it's an 8.
Oh, iPhone 8. My bad.
And I my son, who is, I mean, and he pays, but he's on my account.
Uh huh.
He gets an offer for this huge discount on iPhone 15, and you remember what I went through.
Yeah, we called him live on the show.
I mean, what the hell is going on? What do they have against me?
I think you just got to sweet talk them. You call up, Muhammad tells you that you can't do the deal, you hang up, and you call the next Muhammad. And eventually, you'll get a Muhammad that's sympathetic and will give you the deal for the iPhone 15.
Well, but I had a Conchita, and I thought that she was, you know, I thought I had it going. But evidently not.
Got to sweet talk him.
You told her that you were John Bird. Maybe your kid said, hey, I'm John Bird's kid, and he just happened to have the right Muhammad or Makita.
Maybe your kid told Chiquita that he is John Bird, and so now they think you're an imposter, and that's why they won't give you the deal. They're like, oh, we've already talked to John Bird.
You know what?
That might be it.
When he graduated college, he said, yeah, let's. I need access to the account.
Mm-hmm.
What has he done? I raised you better than that, Mason. Why would you do that to me?
Listen. We don't know that he's done that, but okay. I'm just
you're
saying
right.
It's
possible. You're right. He's a good kid. You're a good kid.
Yeah. So we'll wait and see. Yeah. Joe Biden today was on the Howard Stern show. Did you know about this, P?
No.
Joe Biden went on the Howard Stern show because he's flailing in the polls.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he's watching, or we're all watching, Donald Trump go to court in New York. Mm-hmm. And he's got adoring fans coming in and out of the courthouse. People are wanting autographs and everything. He looks like an absolute rock star. Joe Biden couldn't get 10 fans together if he wanted to. So in order to combat Donald Trump's New York fanfare, he goes to the Howard Stern show to do an interview. Now, this is a 1 hour long interview, in-depth interview with Joe Biden.
How deep can you really go with Joe?
Well, it went exactly how you would think it went. I think we got a couple highlights
Yes, yes.
This is, first of all, for Joe, for Howard Stern to stoop to this level, because he was just lapping it up. You know, he was like, oh, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He is such a show. And I used to be such a fan. And I'm like, he's just not what he... I mean, everybody's got their prime, but it's sad to watch somebody fall that far, you know? Yeah.
When you start doing those reality shows, singing shows, you
America's
know,
America's Got
all that,
Talent.
Yeah, I mean, he just turned into a squishy ball.
That's
a good, Howard Stern.
Good comparison. All right, go ahead.
I learned a lot. And I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning? You did?
Yeah, God. Well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids, you know. But
you do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a big pool. There were 7 lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my... I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Well, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario, too, when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that...
you saved a dude's life when you were in law school? You were still doing the lifeguard thing?
Yeah, lifeguards, I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes.
Howard Stern's
talking
like this.
Heroic.
Right.
I learned...
He's playing with the kid. He's having to talk to him with kid gloves. He's like, yeah. Okay, let's take it slow.
You're a lifeguard.
So he's a lifeguard. He saved people's lives, but in particular the little kids, because if he sees a little kid flailing in a pool, he's like, ooh, fresh meat, and grabs them up so he can sniff their hair.
Dude.
You know that's what he was thinking. He's like, there's a kid that can rub my hairy legs in the pool and watch the hair stand up. Anyway, let's go to the next clip. We've got several.
Eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And,
yeah.
And so, and a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
I just gave up and started looking at them.
Think about this.
Leering at them.
Okay, so Joe Biden says he was named one of the country's most eligible bachelors, okay, after his wife died. And because of that, women started sending him nudie pictures or semi-nudie pictures. And instead of looking at them, because he's such a gentleman, he would give them to the Secret Service. But Joe Biden was a senator. He didn't have Secret Service protection. So who did he give the nudie pictures to? That's the question. Who did you give the pictures to?
The imaginary Secret Service people.
There is, and I've talked to people on the inside. This is all, but you know, this is pretty much confirmed. Mm-hmm. I would put my word on this. Joe Biden had a history as vice president of skinny dipping in front of the female Secret Service agents. If he knew he had female Secret Service agents on duty, he would get naked and go swimming because they would be forced to watch him.
I've heard that too, actually, yeah.
Yes, it's true, 100% true. Yeah. And then we'll look at this article in a minute, but Kamala Harris, the Secret Service agents, went off the deep end the other day. They had to arrest her.
Yep.
Start throwing menstrual pads at the other Secret Service agents.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not even joking. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's listen to more Joe Biden on Howard Stern.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, remember? True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
They brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Yeah, Mom, I remember when I got arrested with a black family on the porch.
Oh, my God.
The lies. They're not even good lies.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're real sucky lies. I mean.
They're not. Let's do another one. Let's keep going. We're on a roll right now.
Let's hear it.
Give me another one. Give me another Joe Biden.
Okay. But for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
By the way, I don't think a lot of people know that you were a star receiver in high school. You were like the first string guy. You were the guy who caught the ball.
Oh, man.
Runner-up at state, scoring. You know what the
heck? Wow.
Stick your ass up in the air. I want to kiss it.
Oh, my gosh.
He said he was the runt. He was the run of the team. But he was runner-up in scoring in high school. Do you buy that, Pedro, that Joe Biden was a star receiver in high school?
No.
You don't think he's got the acumen? The, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think he started out a tight end, got on the team, and then came out a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's definitely a receiver.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so.
Definitely.
He's probably got the hands for it.
Or yeah, he might be a holder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That may be the case now at his age.
He could be. Could be a handler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully he's not. I mean, somebody else probably kick the ball.
Okay. All right. I think that's enough. All right, let's do one more. Here's Howard Stern drooling all over Joe Biden. It's so pathetic, by the way. It's nauseating to listen to.
I want to thank you for doing this today. I want to thank you for your compassion. You know, when I think of the reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because I wanted to understand the tragedy in your life and how you dealt with it. And you're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you.
Selling out to the globalists?
Serving as the father of the country, because if you're a good father to your family, which you are,
I know you'd be a good father to the country, and I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration.
This is coming from someone afraid to come out of his house.
Yeah.
I remember what the world was like at that point.
Thank you for getting the vaccine out.
Getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I could read your greatest hits, but I'm being given the high sign. But the incredible large growth in the jobs, unemployment rate down. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist.
He's reading a paper.
The marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle.
He's not calling Barry.
Respect for Marriage Act. What the hell is with people with this gay stuff? Who cares if someone's gay? I mean... How is it affecting anybody? People in love, it's good.
He is not. Howard Stern was not comfortable doing that. You could tell. I've listened to a lot of Howard Stern, and you could tell he was uncomfortable trying to read that off. And maybe he's a little nervous because he's in front of a president. I don't know. But he sounded uncomfortable. And I'm not sticking up for him because I think he's a rube now. But he sounded like he was ready for that to be over with.
It was one of those deals where they hand him the paper, and this is what you have to say. Just like the ESPN anchor, they handed her a paper. She had to ask the exact same questions, and if she fell one word off script, they had to script the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to do it for his, you know, want to still get paid, Howard? Go ahead.
I just wonder what he got in return for that. Like,
probably got to keep his job.
Yeah, was it money? He doesn't need money, you know? He's working like 2 days a week and making hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not as popular as he used to be. Maybe he's wanting to get back in the good graces.
I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's all about to hit the fan and he's just doing what he's got to do to be part of the elite cabal.
Yeah, or they may be kissing his ass, you know, and saying, you know, look, we need someone like you to help build up the president. We're in a fight for our lives here.
Well, and there's no secret that Howard Stern is a Democrat. But if you listen to him talk about politics, it is blatantly obvious he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no secret. I mean, there's just there's a lot of weirdos in New York. Speaking of that, did you see there was a clip of? It was some kind of interview. I don't even know what channel this was on, but some guy was getting interviewed, and in the back, it was, I guess this is maybe New York, the people standing, and in the background, you can see this guy standing in front of a kid that's probably Pedro's age, and he starts nibbling on his ear.
Ugh.
Dude, I'm not even lying. This is...
What?
Yeah, you got it, Tony. This is crazy. This is wild. Y'all got to see this. I could not believe my eyes when I saw it.
What's all this about?
Oh, God. What?
No way. Play it again. Hold on.
What's all this about?
That guy is a freak. He's a petty.
That's definitely pedo material, man. Look at that.
Oh, man, that makes me sick.
Come on.
That makes me sick.
And then he found out he was on camera, and he was like, oh.
He starts acting.
He didn't know.
Oh, dude.
Here it comes.
Law enforcement has got to hunt this guy down. Like, with the tools they got, with the way they hunt down Jan 6, or surely you can find that guy.
They're not going to do
it. Okay, get that off the screen. Yeah. That's awful. That's awful.
Played it like 6 times.
Yeah. I know. Can you believe that? And why is there not a bigger deal being made about that? Like, I just happened to catch it on Twitter, and
you could see the guy's face. He was like, didn't know he's on camera. Looks up. Oh,
yeah.
You know,
it wasn't like
smiling.
He's way in the back. I was thinking it was like, you know, like way in the back. He's right behind the reporter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
You know, well, there's solutions for that.
Castration.
Well,
snip, 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 snippity, snip, snip.
I was going to say, I didn't want to say, you know, what we could do on YouTube because we're trying to.
We'll probably have the comments banned or something since we said the P word.
Well, you know that chemical castration K won't work, and it would probably make them even worse and vengeful. So why not just cut off their Enos pay?
Good
oint
pay.
While they're at, it, just cut off their esticotes.
Tony Gump, I just sent you an email. I just while we're talking about this, I want to pull up this article. I actually had it on the slate for show prep today, but never got to it. So this is about a guy who raped a 14-year-old, and the judge sentenced him to physical castration. He's going to prison for 50 years, but they're cutting off his wee willy winker.
Yes.
Louisiana judge has sentenced. Maybe you can read that for me, Tony Gump, if you will.
A Louisiana judge has sentenced a man to physical castration after pleading guilty to doing bad things to a 14-year-old girl. According to District Attorney Scott Perilou, on April 17th, Glenn Sullivan, 54, pleaded guilty to four counts of second-degree R-word.
Ape Ray.
Yeah. On Monday, Louisiana Judge William Dyke sentenced Sullivan to be physically castrated along with serving a 50-year prison sentence.
Man!
Yeah. Assistant District Attorney Brad Cascio told the press, quote, I've had three people ordered to be chemically castrated, my knowledge, this is the first physical castration that we've been ordered.
Okay, so here's what happens is in Louisiana, apparently there's a law that says if you do X, Y, and Z, this can be your punishment. And they give them a choice to do it chemically, which means they just, I don't even know how that works. Does it just put some chemicals in you and keeps your parts from working?
Yeah, and it's supposed to take away your desire, which it doesn't work.
It's okay, so chemically and physically, which means they just take off the whole wee willy winker. This guy opted to have it all taken off.
Don't they already do that out in the West Coast and stuff?
I don't know.
Like they pay people a lot of money for it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Money is paying for it.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that.
I have a bunch of guys who are going to be flocking to Louisiana now.
Yes.
Yes, I did it, Judge. I did.
Yeah, they
I have a feeling the comment section's not going to be here again.
No, probably not.
That was an impersonation.
Probably not.
Impersonationness.
Yeah, instead of Californians flocking to Texas and Florida, they're going to now be going to Louisiana. They're like, oh, you mean they'll do it for free?
That's right. We cut off your wee-wee for free. Hi-hee.
That's a Louisiana judge.
Oh, isn't that what that is?
Yeah, that's why they talk.
What else do we got for today? There was another story where there was this high school, I think it's called Pikesville High School, where a principal had gotten in trouble because an audio tape came out of him disparaging black kids in the school and other black employees and saying something about Jews.
You know what state is this in? Pikesville, it sounds...
I think it's Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's Kentucky. And so anyway, that comes out. And like, obviously, that's a big freaking deal. And it turns out that it wasn't him. They found out it was AI and that another employee, another teacher who's trying to take the guy out had created the AI to make it sound like he said these things. We've got the audio of it, so.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yeah, just to hit the black one, and this will give us the audio of it.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Whoa.
Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Oh,
all right.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
What did I tell you?
That's crazy.
Really good AI too.
That is. I mean, that was just several different clips, and the guy, you can pull the, if we still got it, Tony Gump. You can see the guy, the two teachers. It was a black teacher and a white principal, and the black teacher was trying to hem up the white principal. Now, I'm unclear about the beef that they had together, but yeah, just go to the top and hit reopen close tab on the top tab there. I don't know the beef that they had with each other, but it was enough to where they were trying to ruin each other's lives. Or he was trying to ruin his life or his career, wanted to get him fired or whatever.
Did you hear the equalization and the room sound? Sounds exactly like if you've got an iPhone or a recorder going and someone doesn't know. Now, what happens when video is added to it?
Yeah.
And it's coming, folks. It's coming. It may be here in time for the 2024 election.
Yeah.
I don't have a story attached to it, but I'm interested in how this all played out. Like when it initially came out, this is the principal. What did he say? Because I'm assuming they just approached him immediately and said, "Hey, what do you have to say for yourself? What do you say? You know, you didn't say that, and it's so egregious." Like the shock of the egregiousness,
man,
would prevent somebody from being skeptical on the front end. They would just be like, holy crap, this is bad. We got to get rid of this guy.
I mean, if it were me, I'd be instant lie detector test. I did not do it.
Like, right. You know,
get a good attorney, too, of course.
Everybody's been accused of something they didn't do.
Yeah.
And you know that's not much worse than that. Like, that's awful. That'll make you angry, punch a hole in the wall, whatever.
That reminds me of those politicians we just talked about the last episode, how they were being blackmailed by, I should say, a special service putting something on their computer and saying that we'll catch you with this, even though they're not doing it.
Yeah, the FBI, the intelligence agencies, they'll threaten to put Al J. Ornpay on your computer.
That's got to suck if that happened to you.
Yep, that would suck. By the way, that new language I was telling you about on the show?
Yes.
You want to practice that real quick?
Okay.
Here's how it goes. Let me just explain it. And this comes from Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay.
This is where I initially heard it. And he never explained how it works, but I kind of figured it out.
Okay.
So you take the first two letters and you add an op at the end of it. So if you've got, what's a word? Sand. Okay. You say say op. That's the first two letters.
Say op.
And then the rest of them, you take each letter and add an op to the end of it. So it's say op.
Nob dop.
Nob dop. Yes. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but that's like.
But you're not doing entire sentences. You're just doing that in case you need to replace a word.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, Japanese, if you notice when they have it, subtitles and everything.
Yeah.
It's like the English guy will say the voice, and then the other guy's still going.
Right.
You know, I mean, that just seems like a lot for the word.
It's just sand. A word. Like, if you're going to say, like, a cuss word, so things we can't say on here.
Okay, all right.
So if we say the thing that the guy did to the kid, okay, that would be called Rayop Pop-Yop.
Rayop Pop-Yop.
Yes. Or if you want to use a vulgar word, you would go foo-op, cop-cop.
How's everybody going to remember this that's watching?
Well, actually, I'm going to put together a paragraph next podcast, and I'm going to read it.
I want you to practice. I want you to try it. No, try it now.
Now?
Pick a word.
Word.
Let's
okay.
go with Alabama.
What the?
Al-op, we'll start you off.
Alop, aop, bop, aop, mop, aop. Wow.
See, you got it. That's not a good one, though. Let's go with kitty.
Kitty.
Yes.
Okay. Be like a spelling bee.
Kiop.
Use that in a sentence, please.
Yeah.
No. That would be kiop, IOP.
Double top.
Top.
No, double top.
Top, you, top. You don't say top, top.
No, you go double top.
Double top, yop.
Perfect.
So if we're doing like Mississippi, we would go mop, IOP.
No, myop.
Oh, that's right. We would go myop.
Double sop.
Double sop.
IOP.
IOP.
Double sop.
Double sop. IOP. Double pop.
You got it. You did it. You did it. You did it.
I'm actually understanding this.
Yeah. You want to try?
Come on.
Pedro?
No, yes, yes, no. Yes. Come on, man. Get
try,
on
try.
This.
Listen, try Peyton. Just do Peyton. P-op.
P-op. Y-op.
Yop.
Yop. Top. Op. Nop.
Yes, yeah, you did it! Yeah. Yeah. Hey now, hey now, hey now.
That was fun to say.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like speaking Klingon or something.
Now if we can just get you to turn your mic down towards your... There you go. Like a missile. So, P-op. P-op, top, yop. Op-nop.
Yeah, that one's fun to say.
Yeah. So you just got to kind of get in the groove of it. So if we say the line, it would be theop-eop.
Leop, not eop.
Yeah, it'd be
thop. It'd be thop eop.
Thop eop.
Thop eop.
Yeah, because when you start smashing them together, it's a lot more smoother. Thop eop.
Yeah, because you get that too. Thop eop.
Leop, not beop.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a real language.
And really, like, nobody, like, if you're not in the know on that, then nobody's going to know what you're talking about. And I can use that on the show. Like, if I got to say, let's see. What's a word that I couldn't say on the show?
I'm not going to answer
yeah,
that.
Shit would be
a- Okay, so I would go shop top.
Man, you're getting good at that. You go, oh, shoppy up top.
Yeah, exactly. What's another?
Day out mop nop. I like that.
Do another one. We'll guess what cuss word it is.
All right. Sop nop, off op, buy op, top, chop.
I don't think you did it right.
I don't either. That one.
Remember, take the first two letters, put them together, and put an op. Try again.
Oh, sop high op, I op top. Sorry. Okay, let's say what. What would should I say? Bad one? Because
yeah, just bad. Anything. Anything's fine.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know who's watching. Okay. No, I got that.
Do it. Do it. Yeah.
Poo up.
Oh my gosh.
Double sop. Why up? I'm bad. No, what am I? I'm bayop dop. That's what I am.
You were good at this, John Bird.
I'm getting the hang of it.
What about diop double cop? There'll be a diop double cop.
Oh, no, I certainly won't.
Or you could be a diop double cop, heop, aop dop. Or you could be an azop, sop, hop, op, loppy op.
You know, I could speak it much better than I can understand.
Yeah, okay, we're done with that.
Babble, we keep where doing are lots you? Of that. We're going to need Advil around here.
Yeah, I know. That's
but it's good. It's creative.
It is.
And I think everybody understands what it is, and it helps us because we have got to have our own language to be able to work within the confines of YouTube. Because what has happened is we're trying to get 1,000 subscribers mm-hmm. by Monday, and I may recruit Pedro here to help us get there. When I mentioned it on the show between yesterday and today into today's show, we got 100 people subscribed, and these are organic. These are not we had a viral video or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like our subs are so hard earned because they're real people. They're doing what we ask them to do. So these are...
They're on board.
And most of them are radio listeners. we need to close the gap because right now we are at,
I think it was 8:12 last I saw earlier.
We're at 8:15 now. Yes. So we're creeping up. Man. We got to have 185.
Yes.
185. And I think we can do that by Monday. But what we need is for the people that watch this video to get their friends and their family members and whoever you know to subscribe because I legitimately believe we can make this happen Monday. We haven't. The reason we're not at 1,000 subscribers yet is because we never made like a super hard push.
No, this is just all just.
But happening. Now there's so many things on the line. There's one, us going live. Two, we got to wear suits.
Yeah.
And three, John Bird Plays the Guitar playlist being
uploaded.
I've got
about 43 of them, but I can start loading them privately.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah. 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 So once that happens, we'll cut those loose and everybody will have them.
Man.
That's going to be foo-op nop.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It we-op double-op.
Double-op. He said we-you.
I'm not. I got to practice.
Just work on it. What about John Bird? Well, guitar.
Guitar would be goo-op, I-op, top, A-op, rop.
Oh, you did it. Yeah. You did it. Good job.
I know what I'm doing tonight. You know, what? I'm not going to be watching Saved by the Bell reruns. I am going to be doing this, working on this.
What do you think Brimley is going to say when you come up to her and start talking like that?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say. U-op, oo-op, two-op, rop-nop, me-op, on-op. Huh? Did you get that? Did you get
that? Her clothes are going to come right off when you do that.
And then I'm going to say, I-op, la-op. Voppy up, you up, ooh up.
She's gonna love that
because she is. Let's be honest. I mean, she is see up, zup yop. You know,
she's really got the hang of this now.
Yeah,
good job, man. I've never seen you pick up something so quickly.
outside
of like a prescription.
Yeah. Or if I drop a chocolate bar on the floor.
Right. Oh, good stuff. I guess we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for watching, everybody that checked this out. Again, the subscribing thing's big. Help us get to 1,000 by Monday. We got so much cool stuff coming your way if y'all can make that happen for us. Tony Gump, any final words, my friend?
Yeah, get plenty of water, meat, sunlight, and sleep. And if you get a chance to take a walk in the day, that's a good thing, too.
Walking is good. What about the kid with no name? Do you have any final words, Pedro?
I don't think I do.
P. Dizzle? We got to figure out a name for him.
I know it.
And you don't have anything that you prefer?
No.
I mean, you had Young Diddy, which could work. But,
something, still got that.
Yeah, I got to have something regular.
Young in it, too.
Yeah, I got to. Oh, yeah, that makes it even worse.
He ain't a kid no more.
Well, I don't know. I need something. Really, when it comes down to it, I need something to call him on the radio show. And I can call him P, but it's just, again, y'all give us suggestions. We'll figure it out. John Bird, final words.
Yes, what I would like to say, and I hope everybody can decipher this and takes it to heart. Lie up, voppy up. Yo up, ooh up, rop. Lie up, foppy up. Two up, dop a up.
Wow, that was deep.
Thop a not cop. You up, ooh up.
That was D up, E up, pop.
I think he said thanks, and then that was dope.
I tried to say deep, but
real,
yeah.
Real A-op, double L, yop.
Dot poppy op. Good job, bop, bop.
O-op, K-op.
This is going to be really good for the show, by the way.
My head hurts.
I'm excited. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, Tony Gump. Thank you, John Bird. Mm-hmm. Thank you, PCM.
PCM.
Yeah, that's right. We're out of here. And until next time, see you, Chris!